I love to paint, and I love to make food, and I love to grow food. I have a garden. Someday I'm going to be a sailor, too.
So writing songs and working for peace aren't Brett Denon's only hobbies, but he's still channeling his passions into music and bringing hope for the hopeless. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Since his 2004 debut, Brett Denon's been making his mark in the laid-back acoustic sound, making feel-good music that doesn't shy away from talking about the times. A long way from his camp counselor days, Brett was named an artist to watch by Rolling Stone last year and has opened up for artists like Elvis Costello and John Mayer. The experience opened his eyes and ears to new sounds and new challenges. After all, entertaining a crowded arena is a little different from a California coffee shop. But the changes also gave Brett a new energy, and FUV's Darren DeVivo talked with Brett about hearing the results on his new album, Hope for the Hopeless, and in his continuing work with two causes close to his heart.
I think the new album's got some real, a lot of up-tempo stuff, a lot of catchy hooks and melodies, but it's still in the same vein as the rest of the stuff I've put out, especially lyrically. You know, I'm still writing about the same things I like to write about, personal stuff, social issues. And
When you were writing the songs, did you consciously say to yourself, I'm going to make these more upbeat, or are they just coming out that way?
A lot of things, you know. I think a lot of it is just the music that is reflecting the music that I listen to. I've been listening to a lot of African music and Brazilian music, and also, you know, just from so many years of touring, seeing what goes over well with the audience and writing and making songs that I want to play every night. And usually the stuff, when you play in big crowds, you want to play stuff that gets inside of people's bodies and makes them move a little bit. You can always hide to be yourself, free yourself, see yourself. When all around you there are lies to get you spies, to get you the vibes so they can get you. There are cameras in the sky, lasers in our living rooms. There are wolves watching wearing sheep's costumes. It's enough to make you go crazy. Whoa, it's enough to make you mad. It's enough to make you go crazy. Whoa, yeah. And I'm amazed at having it.
The title of the album, Hope for the Hopeless, is kind of appropriate for an artist like you, because you are involved with several causes in trying to make this a better world to live in. Can you tell us a little more about Love Speaks and the Mosaic Project?
I'd love to, and thank you for asking. The Love Speaks is a way in which we turn our concerts into sort of a gathering or a platform to talk about local issues in every community that we play in. So we have nonprofit organizations come out to our concerts and educate the audience on a local issue and how people can get involved with them to bring change to that issue. And then the Mosaic Project is something that I've been involved with since college, and I'm on the board of directors now. What we do is we bring kids of very different backgrounds in the San Francisco Bay Area together and give them an opportunity to meet each other and talk to each other and break down stereotypes and prejudice and discrimination and things that keep us apart and things that perpetuate a lot of the injustices in the world, and we build community across our differences.
Everything you have today soon can be gone away. Yesterday I had no sorrow, but he today and gone tomorrow. Here today and gone tomorrow. This world keeps turning, turning around. This world keeps turning me upside down. I can't do nothing to slow it down. This world keeps turning, turning around.
World Keeps Turning, performed by Brett Denon, live at FUV. Hear the whole conversation and performance in our archives at WFUV.org.